Interview with celebrity stylist Sabrina Gillilin by Lashana Font. Two photos appear on the page. Photo 1, the caption, Lashana Font. Photo 2, the caption, Sabrina Gillilin. From the editor, Lashana is a wonderful source of information who has graciously responded to our request for more authors on more subjects. I start with the two words thank you, but it is hard for the gratitude I feel to be carried by two small letter groupings. Here is Lashana's latest contribution. Note: in August and October of 2021, Sabrina Gillilin shared with members of the National Federation of the Blind on behalf of the Black Leaders Serving for Advancement of Blind Professionals Working Group. The celebrity stylist generously offered information concerning hair, makeup, and skincare during these events. My purpose in doing this interview is to share her work and accomplishments with a larger audience. Dr. Lashana Font. Hello, Sabrina. I truly appreciate your agreeing to do this interview. Please introduce yourself to the readers. Sabrina Gillilin. My name is Sabrina Gillilin. I am from Armory, Mississippi. I have one amazing and talented son named Tyler Jaden. I have 7 brothers and sisters, an amazing father who served 35 years in the military, and a resilient mother who is an angel in human form. I am a celebrity hairstylist, writer, and mentor. I love to sing, shop, and travel around the world. I also enjoy going to the movies, acting, doing voiceover jobs, and spending time with family. LF. That is very interesting. In your earlier years, what did you plan as a career? SG. In my earlier years, I wanted to be a famous movie star, singer, and fashion designer. I would draw pictures of hairstyles and clothing during school hours, and afterward, I would go home to bring them to life on my dolls. My father was an elder in the church, and my mother was an evangelist. The church was all I knew. My brothers, sisters, and I would travel to churches all around Mississippi singing gospel songs. We were like the Jackson 5. I would lead just about all the songs at church. I also sang in competitions in school and college. LF. What prompted you to journey into the field of being a stylist? SG. It all started at the age of 5. I would watch my mother style and braid my sister's hair. She would also cut my brother's hair. My mother was a seamstress, drummer, and singer. She was a woman of many talents. We did not have the money to go to the barbershop or salon, so she became a stylist and barber. My mother wanted to be a hairstylist, but she couldn't due to her having children so fast and traveling the world with my father in the military. I knew that there was more than just styling hair behind a chair. I wanted more. I moved to a fruitful area, which was Atlanta, Georgia, and surrounded myself with people who were doing the same thing I wanted to do. LF. How long have you been a celebrity stylist? SG. I have been a celebrity stylist for big-name celebrities for over 7 years, but in all honesty, I have been a celebrity stylist for 17 years. The reason I say this is because I have called all the people who have sat in my chair celebrities. If not for my regular clients, I would not be who I am today. LF. That's amazing. It is great for you to value each of your clients like that. Sabrina, in your profession, what are some of your goals? SG. One of my goals is to create my own makeup line catering to the visually impaired community. I also want to open a hair school that caters to people with scalp and skin disorders. I want to become a trichologist. My goal is to bring healthy hair back and grow healthy hair all over the world. LF. As a celebrity stylist, what are some opportunities you have been blessed to get your hands into? SG. As a celebrity stylist, I was blessed to work with the late Charles Gregory, who was my mentor. I invested in his class, Cinema Secrets. This class taught me everything I needed to know about the TV, film, and movie industry. He worked on projects with Tyler Perry's Madea, Halle Berry, Cicely Tyson, and many, many more. He was a true legend in the hair industry. Also in my career, I have been blessed to work with great people such as Jewel Tankard, Travis Scott, August Alsina, and Big Boy from Outkast, to name a few. The first professional TV series I worked on was The Walking Dead, Season 6. I just finished working on the movie Rumble in the Dark, starring Aaron Eckhart and Bella Thorne. LF. Those were some awesome opportunities. What are some things you aim to represent or display when working with clients or on sets? SG. I aim to represent loyalty, honesty, and trust. I aim to execute the visions of the producer, writers, and directors. I aim to create and bring their visions to life. I will make sure that my clients are taken care of in the best way possible by listening to their needs, desires, and wants as well. LF. Sabrina, what are a few tips you would like for people to remember concerning overall self-care and beauty? SG, the number one tip I would love to share is to drink plenty of water every day and to enjoy and live every day like it's your last. Moisturize your skin daily. You can take daily vitamins such as vitamin D, C, and E. LF, that is truly some beneficial information. Where can people find out more about your products and a published book you are included in, Sabrina? SG, you can find me on Facebook and Instagram, MSBRINA00, my webpage, www.ladybrina.com. LF, we are so thrilled you agreed to share with the members of the National Federation of the Blind in a couple of public events. Why were you so willing and honored to do this? SG, making people smile and happy is my passion. I love to enhance the beauty of every soul that I encounter. It is what I was born to do. LF, who have been some of your inspirations, mentors, or role models? SG, the number one role model in my life is God. He's the best role model ever. During my journey, my role models have been my mother, Linda Gillilin, Joel Tankard, Joel Dudley, Charles Gregory, Anita Lindsay, George Stone, and Regina Baker. These individuals have been very influential in my life since I have been in the hair industry. LF, thanks for sharing in a public forum with members of our organization and friends on behalf of the working group Blind Professionals. What are some final words you would like to impart? SG, live every day as if it's your last day on earth. Be kind to everyone. Love as God loves.